You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. Brain stimulation, perhaps not done at home, but rather in a medical setting, often becomes a last resort kind of option for people with depression when nothing else has helped. Antidepressants work for only about half the people taking them. Half. Lynn Bates of Senatoga, Pennsylvania, is part of the unlucky 50%. She suffered with depression for 4 decades.
I can't even remember being in places because I always had a cloud over my head.
Sometimes one medicine would help a little bit.
And I wouldn't go any further than that. It would be just like a flat line.
Bates is trying a new approach to deal with her relentless depression. It's an off-label use of an anesthesia drug. She's driven over 2 hours to Princeton, New Jersey, and is about to get an injection of ketamine. It's her fifth in a series of 6 treatments over the course of 2 weeks.
And you mentioned before a little bit of nerves heading into that, right, from this time when you've had this frequent treatment.
Her psychiatrist, Stephen Levine, is a tall, energetic guy in his 30s. He explains what's going to happen next.
Angela, who's the nurse, will come in just a moment. She'll start an intravenous line.
Levine got interested in ketamine because he felt frustrated with the lack of options available to people who weren't responding to antidepressants.
These folks never get included in studies. They don't make good study participants because people expect them not to respond. Even in studies of treatment-resistant depression, you'll be excluded if you've failed to respond, as the lingo goes, to 2 or 3 previous trials.
Enter ketamine. As an anesthesia drug, it seems like an unlikely candidate in treating depression, and it has a nefarious second life. It's known as the hallucinogenic street drug Special K. But its impact on persistent depression is impressive, says Stephen Levine.
So here's this population that never gets studied, that everybody would expect would not respond to something, responding dramatically at high rates very, very quickly. So that caught my attention.
Why ketamine works is not yet understood, but in several studies, over half of patients experienced significant improvement of their symptoms. After delving into the available research, Levine decided to open the Ketamine Treatment Centers of Princeton, the only outpatient clinic offering the service in New Jersey and one of only about 20 in the country. He has seen several hundred patients over the past 3 years.
Today was good. I feel like it tied up some loose ends. And
after her infusion, Lynn Bates looks a little tired. She describes the treatment as a dreamlike state where she journeys into her head and can walk through her feelings and emotions. And she's feeling good.
Oh my gosh, this is how life is supposed to feel like. That's how I feel. It's been a long road. It really has.
So this sounds like a very hopeful story so far, right? But some researchers feel like the use of ketamine is growing too quickly.
What these clinics are doing is essentially experimentation on individual patients.
Dominic Sisti is a medical ethicist at the University of Pennsylvania. He sees a lot of potential in ketamine as a treatment for depression, but cautions that doctors simply don't know enough yet about the long-term impact and potential health risks.
If, for example, an unfortunate adverse event were to happen and a patient would be harmed, that would set back the larger research enterprise that's legitimately happening at research centers, at academic centers across the country.
Stephen Levine pushes back on that point and argues that having this option is far better than having none at all.
Now we're comparing the risk of using this treatment versus having no other options. And so with severe depression, somebody feeling that their back is against the wall and they have no options, I'm not sure there's anything much more dangerous than that.
There's also a cost issue. Ketamine is not typically covered by insurance, and an infusion costs several hundred dollars. Sisti says some ketamine clinics offer questionable financial deals to persuade patients to try the drug.
You see an offer that says, get your 5 ketamine infusions and your 6th for free. That sort of slants the incentive structure in such a way that individuals who are suffering with depression, who might be feeling vulnerable and desperate, and maybe have concerns about continuing ketamine treatment, will feel pressure to continue.
Levine doesn't offer such financial deals at his clinic and says he's able to bill for the visit in a way that is covered by most of his patients' insurance companies.
I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
For Lynn Bates, the initial round of six infusions is over, and she said she noticed her mood dipping after about 3 weeks. So now she's on a schedule of maintenance infusions that will happen about once a month. The effects of ketamine are not long-lasting, and Stephen Levine says one of the challenges is trying to optimize the treatment schedule for each patient so that they receive just the right amount to keep their depression at bay.